like I was saying, everybody is gonna be first episode for season two. Damn, it's early. It's early for us, man.
Man, we've been trying to, y'all don't understand the struggle we've been going through trying to record this thing. I
bro,
really
I
don't think y'all understand.
Bro, both of us is so busy right now, and then my car just got messed up, so I ain't even really been in the mood to record, but I don't really care no more. I'm about to go pick it up today.
Yes, sir. Kinda. We bounce back.
We bounce back, man. Just like One Punch Sports, we bouncing back. New logo. That's really pretty much it. Still the same niggas.
I don't know. Whoa, I don't know, bro. Update them, man. What's going on with you? What's
different? Yeah. All right, man. Really, I think I let you guys know at the end of season one, started a new job.
That boy's salary.
I'm broke. I started streaming a little bit. I ain't all the way there like Nico yet. He got the whole setup. But, you know, I started streaming some Madden a little bit, kind of really just taking some time chilling, man. I ain't really been doing too much, man. What you been up to?
Man, I ain't even no dog. I ain't streamed but like one time in the last 2 weeks.
I'm struggling, bro.
Bro, you got the whole setup, though.
Not really. I had to order a new webcam that I could zoom in so I could place it where I wanted it, which is like right in front of me. So, I mean, I had to, man. Streaming is expensive, y'all. And I'm having to buy I'm buying a gaming laptop for like a band, you know what I'm saying? So I can just stream off that because my laptop, I can do it off my Mac, but man, that thing killing my battery.
Yeah. So, but you know, the crazy thing is though, like I don't really, like I get streaming and Twitch and stuff, but I don't get how, like I'll watch some people's stuff, like they don't have no setup, no nothing, like they don't even got like the PlayStation camera or anything, like they just stream their games and you like can't see them, can't hear them, but they'll have like 200 followers, have 20 people watching. I'm like, bro, like it don't make any sense.
I think that comes, bro, that's really just a product of like consistency, honestly, bro. Like if you are steadily streaming X games on X days at X time, people who ain't got nothing else to do in their own Twitch gonna tune in. And if it's good gameplay, even if you're not talking or got a camera, if it's good gameplay, niggas gonna tune in and just be like, yeah, this nigga kind of straight for real, bro. Like, I learned something watching this nigga.
But look, I remember when I was just streaming, like, I didn't have no camera, no nothing. You even told me, you was like, bro, like, get a mic, get a camera. It's kind of weird just watching. But then I'm like, damn, these motherfuckers, they don't gotta do that.
I mean, but they could have been streaming way longer too, bro. We don't know how long their account could have been around, 3-4 years. You know what I'm saying? True. So we still hella new to this. Like Bonnie started streaming before me. I had bought the stuff, but I hadn't started yet. Bonnie streamed before me. Speaking of that, man, y'all make sure y'all tap in and follow Dog on Twitch. Follow him on Twitter. Follow him on all social media. Make sure you follow his personal business that he runs himself. You know, we all support black-owned businesses. First Step Finances. That.
Yeah, you know, I do have my own, like, kind of financial advising business, First Step Finances, help you budget your money, help you pay some stuff off, help you get some stuff off your credit without having to pay it. Help Nico a couple times with that.
I can attest to this personally, y'all. This is real.
So before we start the episode, man, I'm just going to kind of run through some of our stats with One Punch Sports. So far, we have 334 plays. And that's gone up like another 30 since our last episode. So people are still playing us, still listening to us. We appreciate that. We have listeners, obviously United States, but they listen to us in Canada, Ireland, Thailand, United Kingdom, Germany, Peru, Saudi Arabia, the Philippines, Singapore, Uruguay, Hong Kong, and Australia. So we appreciate the international listeners. Didn't even know y'all was going to be tuning in.
That's so crazy.
Don't even really try to market to, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that. Also, shout out to the 19% of our listeners are actually females. So we appreciate y'all for listening, tuning in. If you guys watch anime, that's pretty dope. If you guys listen to sports, that's pretty dope. And that's pretty much all the stats really that we have. Also, I think... and we've done all this. I think we only had 9 episodes. We started recording like in part one, and then we'll come back and record part two. We'll split it up, sports and anime, just for, you know, some people just want to listen to the anime, some people just want to listen to the sports. So we kind of appreciate that. We only did like 9 episodes.
Man, and we were super inconsistent in terms of when and what we were doing with recording. We it wasn't until near the end of the season we discovered Anchor. And Anchor's still acting a little bit stupid right now. We're going to figure this out, though. Or they're going to force us to move on. Man.
Yeah. I mean, I've been looking for other avenues and stuff, but you know, we ain't really. I mean, I don't know if we trying to spend no money yet. But
right. It ain't many that let you record simultaneously remotely with the quality that this does. So I mean, they know they got like the market sewn up. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. That's crazy. I'm looking at our episodes. Our first episode, our first episode on Anchor got 39 plays, but we actually dropped it on SoundCloud first, and it got like 40 on there. So really, I'm not even counting the SoundCloud plays on our total, so we might be up like 400 something, really. Ooh. But all right, man. Let's start with, let me go to my little schedule.
Yeah, I got mine pulled up too. Oh, yeah, man. Hey, man, y'all keep me in prayers if y'all into that. You know what I'm saying? We believe in that over here. But if you don't, you know, right. no problem. You know, but if whatever you believe in, energy, all that, send it towards me, y'all. Got the biggest interview, no cap, biggest interview of my life. Monday, 3 p.m. Biggest interview of my life.
Prayers. We're all about growth here, man. Everybody. We're going to have Shaq back on. He's probably going to be a regular guest on the show, you know, just for episode one. You know, we just kind of want to keep it just me and Nico real quick, man. But, you know, Shaq, if you guys listened to his last season, he's always on the anime, at least 2 or 3 episodes, maybe shit, probably on all of them.
Man, that nigga is an encyclopedia.
Right. If you think we watch a lot of anime, he watches. If we have any questions about any anime, we can really just ask. Like, I can ask Shaq and I expect an answer. Like, I'm more surprised if he says he hasn't watched it instead of him like telling me about it. But that's how much he's watching. But kind of just to start off, I'll let Nico go first on this one. Actually, I know on the schedule said I'll go first, but I've been talking a lot, so I kind of let Nico go first. So the first thing we're going to talk about is 2 anime we watched in season 1 ended, kind of just getting ready for season 2, and then just a small summary about that. So what's 2 animes you watched, and then kind of just talk about it a little bit.
Since season 1 ended, it really ain't, you know, it really actually hasn't been many, like, new shit. New 2 animes I've watched since season 1 ended, I'll say Fire Force. I watched all season 1. I'm currently keeping up with season 2. Another Nashville bro, except he's not Adasai, he's Rosai. My dog Corey at All Will and All on Twitter, the viral bro. He DM'd me another link to watch that dubbed.
Nico's watching dubbed anime in 2020.
Yeah, I'm really lame for that. Should be sticking this up. I've been watching Fire Force. That is one of the better animes I've seen ever. Certainly, it's up there. And then the other one. I think you watched it as well. We already discussed. We were sort of disappointed in a lot of ways. It was good, but it was just disappointing, I'd say. Is the new season of 7 Deadly Sins.
Ah, yeah. So that was pretty decent. I mean, all right, cool.
What does he say? Give a small summary. Quick summary, since, you know, give a small one. Fire Force is... I love the premise. Fire Force is about a society where, like, they pray. It's like, it's almost like exorcists, except regarding fire. Like, fire is usually associated with demons, only with demons. So if you're able to use fire, you're like a second or third generation, in, like, fire demon, essentially. Even though you're humanoid and still human, it's just like your roots. Like, kind of like a better version of Urameshi somehow, his ancestral demon dad. It's like a much better hashed out.
That made no sense, bro.
Yeah, I get upset thinking about that. But this is like a much better hashed out version because it's by generations. You know, if you're a first generation, you're almost directly linked. You're pretty much a fire demon. And the problem is, most people, when people turn infernal, they lose control of their bodies and of themselves and of their souls. They're just on fire and destroying things. And you have to destroy, and then there's the fire department, except this ain't no regular fire department. They got nuns and they got knights who use like the special blue flame type ordeal, and they got other fire demons who fight for the dead. And all they do is, not only do they exterminate fires, they exterminate the demons. They're mostly geared strictly towards dealing with these because the occurrences are so normal and happen so often. So it's really good. y'all need to tap in. It's on season one, is on Hulu. Well worth your watch. I'll pay anybody $5 who watches it and tells me it's not good with a straight face. You're lying. You're lying if you tell me that. And Seven Deadly Sins, yeah. As everybody knows, that was just a continuation of the Holy War. We see Meliodas completely lose himself, no longer in touch with his emotions and everything. It's pretty, I don't know, man. That was, it was just so much story building in this point. It was just pretty disappointing. Yeah. And Escanor, we got to see him go the one. So that was pretty nice. That's about it. That shit disappointed the hell out of me.
I was definitely looking forward to him going the one. And then also, I started Fire Force, but I didn't really stick with it. So I'm probably have to get back into it. And then Seven, let me see what else about. I mean, I like Seven Deadly Sins. I wouldn't say, I mean, yeah, he kind of lost his emotions and stuff. Cause like, usually he like, cause the first, I guess the first two, cause that four part OVA don't really count. I think it's like a movie or something. But like kind of before they like killed him, and he came back again without his emotion, he was kind of always against, like, obviously, yeah, he needed his demon powers to fight, but then he was kind of always against kind of going full force. And then in this season, he was kind of like, only way to fix it is me become the Demon King and lift the curse off of her, so everything will be all right. That's kind of decent.
Okay, what about you, bro? What are you two?
Two animes that I've watched. So I usually, like, I've watched a lot of animes, and so I always try to do this thing where like, I'll kind of like just pick a random one and see if it turns out good, or just after, because I in about the first two or three episodes, you're either in it or you're tired of it. And so for me, the first anime I watched is called Tower of God. It don't really have anything to do with like religion. It's more so God's sense of like strength, not like religion. And the second one is Akame ga Kill. And so first I'll talk about Tower of God. It's kind of so in this anime, like the world is kind of, it's like a huge tower like everybody lives in, and there's two types of people, like regulars and irregulars, and I'll kind of touch on that a little bit later. And so the story is about this this kid named Bomb. He's kind of, they don't really get into like where he comes from or how he's raised, but the way the first episode starts off is it's this girl he's really close to named Rachel, and she's chosen to climb the tower. She's a regular. So she, like, these gates open to take her to, like, the testing grounds to take the test and try to climb the tower. Once you climb the tower, if you climb the tower, you become one of the strongest people in the world. All your wishes come true, that type of deal. But then Bomb, he's so passionate. Well, in the beginning, it starts off, he's so passionate about Rachel, he doesn't want to lose Rachel. He himself ends up opening the gates and ending up in the tower. He's what you would call an irregular. And so he forcibly opens his way, gets in, and irregulars in this are some of the strongest people. Even the person who rules the who rules the tower, who presides over the tower, he himself was an irregular. And he goes in originally like just to find Rachel. Like, he doesn't care about anything else. He just wants to find Rachel and be with Rachel. And so during the first test, the daughter of the king of the tower, they're called princesses of Jihad. And so one of them let him borrow, and they all get specific weapons. And one of them let Bomb borrow her weapon for the first test. Like, you know, here, he can use it. Mind you, to her, she was just being nice. She was going to let Bomb use her weapon just to go in and kind of whatever. If he dies, he dies. He's not supposed to be here. But, and mind you, when she gives Bomb the sword, he goes in with no fear. Like, he goes in, he's not afraid to die. That's part of the first test. Like, you have to not be afraid to die. And then the second part, you have to break this iron ball. But, like, he hits it with the sword, but then it doesn't break. And then immediately after that, the sword kind of calls out to him, and they kind of discuss it. And then she was like, do you want to use my power to climb the tower? And he's like, no, I'm only trying to use it to find Rachel. And it kind of shocks the sword. And so the sword becomes like an actual like woman, and she breaks the ball, and then they teleport to the next testing ground. But mind you, the princess of Jihad that let him borrow it, the sword would never respond to her or let her access his power. So it's really just a regular sword to her. And so like, That's when Bomb become, that's why I said like Bomb's in the regular, he's one of the strongest. And so you kind of fast forward to like, they kind of, it's a couple of tests they've knocked out and people are starting, my Bomb's kind of, he's a good kid. Like he don't really realize what's going on, but everybody else around him kind of sees his power. And so he ends up reuniting with Rachel, but even her, she becomes so jealous that it was one more test where like they had to climb, I can't remember what they were climbing. And so in the midst of them climbing, somebody told her like, if you want to climb the tower, you have to get rid of Bomb. Cause like I said, he's an irregular and irregulars scare everybody. Like they're not supposed to climb the tower cause they obviously they're too strong. So her being selfish kind of uses his love for her against him. And during the final test, like the last episode of the season, she pushes him off the stand. Like they're literally like hundreds of thousands of feet in the air, no, underwater, but like you have to watch to understand it. So she pushes him off and he falls down like into the abyss. So she goes back and tells everybody, oh, Bomb fell off. I don't know what happened, because mind you, nobody was there to see. So now everybody's on Rachel's side. Well, Bomb wanted us to help Rachel find the tower. That's what we're going to do. But at the end of the season, like right before it's over, right before the shit cuts out, you see Bomb on the ground. But mind you, he's so strong, without even knowing it, his power like protected him, like put a barrier around him. And then one of the testers find him and they're like, I'm going to train you. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure you can actually use your power. And that's how season one ends. That was kind of long. So
I was just about to say, and bro. I was going to say, bro.
I was getting into it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it that much. And I'm going to make this one shorter. And then the second one, Akame got killed. It's basically about, this is like the first anime with this type of twist. But it's basically about an assassin group. They're trying to take down the corruption in the capital, in the kingdom. But the thing about this, in the midst of them achieving their goal, their whole team dies. Like everybody dies except for two. Obviously Akame, she makes it, and then their leader makes it. But that's why I say it's an anime with a little twist, because it's rare you ever see an anime where most of the main characters die. Like, yeah, one here, a couple there might pass away or die in the midst of it, but you never see the whole team die and only a few people survive. So those are the two animes I watched. Like you said, like how you guys could tell, I gave a decent explanation for Tower of God, so you should probably watch it.
Yeah, I started that too. He told me about this like a while ago. I'm on like 3 episodes in. It's just, with all due respect to our dog Shaq, we not Shaq. It's hard to like multitask multiple animes, man. Like, cause right. All these animes be so complex, and trying to toggle between three or four at one time is the easiest way to get confused. So I got to stick to one to two. And normally for me, it's just one. I'm gonna binge the shit out of one till I finish it, then I move on. You know what I'm saying? So there's that. But yes, actually both anime Bonnie mentioned, he put me on a while ago. I told him like, I want to say 2 weeks, not even 2 weeks ago. I just started Akame ga Kill myself. So, you know, we moving up. I'm just trying to convince this dude to get to JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, bro.
I was watching JoJo's, bro. I watched JoJo. I watched the first season, the first little JoJo Dio escapade. Then I get to the second part, bro. And I already told you, they're doing that, all that Nazi stuff. And they're all the black people in the cage. And I was just off of it. I mean, I might go back into it. I might, you know, look past it or skip that part. But, you know, I just couldn't watch it in the moment. I don't know. I'm going to get back to it one day.
No, you're not, bro. Listen. You already done seen the initial arc. You're in the battle. What was that? Battle ready? You're in the second arc, bro. Go ahead and skip that arc. Go ahead and skip that arc and just start Stardust Crusaders and watch what happens, bro. That's all I'm...
Isn't that the one with Gio Giovanni?
No, Gio Giovanni is in like the fifth arc. I don't even know, y'all. This nigga hit me up one day and he hit me and Shaq up in the group. It was like, I'm confused, bro. When did Stands come about? I'm like, huh? Then this nigga start talking about Gio Giovanni. I'm like, how did you get there? You had to skip two full arcs. He had to skip the initial arc, Stardust Crusaders, where Stands were introduced. Then the following arc, you know, I was like, I don't know how this nigga got here, but you way ahead. Anyway, y'all, I just need y'all to send this energy and convince him, just please, bro. I'm begging you, bro. Just watch Stardust Crusaders. Fuck all the rest of JoJo. You watch that one, you'll want to watch the rest. It's that good, bro.
You're going to see
it. It's on Hulu.
So the next time, I do got Hulu. Shout out to Sprint. But all right, so the next thing we're going to talk about is like animes that, like one anime that we watched so far in 2020, and then do, and then anime of the year and why we think it might be the anime of the year. So I'll go first on this one.
So only 2020? So only.
Yeah, anime of the year, like something that came out. Cause I like that, like I watched Tower of God, and that's a 2020 anime.
I think that did. Or I think like, that actually did. From Crunch, is it Crunchyroll or? I think that did win anime of the year for a new anime of the year from Crunchyroll, something like that.
For real?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't even know that. See, it's fire. It's already winning awards. It got my award. It got the Crunchyroll award. Might as well watch it. All right, so I picked Tower of God, and for me, it's just different anime in terms of animation, plot, and plot twist. Great character development. Like, you see, like, just from being friends with Bomb, a lot of people's personality and opinions change. And he doesn't, like I said before, he doesn't see any of this, but what everybody else sees it, and they change around him. And it got to a point where somebody that was his actual teammate was, first he joined him, yeah, just because he saw like his weapon and he had like a black mark. But then it turned in from that into, okay, like I want to protect Bomb. And like I said, he's a young kid. He doesn't really know everything. So he said he wants to protect Bomb and like his innocence. Like he's changing people without even having to know. And it's very little plot armor in season one. Like, yeah, you see Bomb is the main character, but like you see him getting attacked. You see him getting betrayed. You see him getting overpowered. Like, it's not a lot of plot armor. And that's why for me, I like this anime. It's not like Naruto or other anime where they give like 13 power ups so he doesn't get beat up, or like where even if he gets beat up, he can talk somebody out to taking over the world, you know. So that's why I think for me at least Tower of God is anime of 20.
I think I'm gonna start Mob Psycho today, like while waiting on some of the college football.
I wanted to watch.
They say it's by the creators of One Punch Man, which you can see the niggas drawing just like Saitama.
You can see it.
But they say the premise is similar where he's super OP, like super duper OP. But that was way off. But for me, my anime of the year, it was always going to be between Demon Slayer and Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan might have had the
I wonder if that Dr. Stone is fire, bro. I keep seeing shit about it.
I've seen stuff about that Shield Hero thing too, but I haven't tried.
Like, I'm consistently seeing Love is War, Mob Psycho 100,
yeah.
Tower of God, Dr. Stone, bro. I keep seeing stupid ass Dr. Stone. It looks stupid, like the cover, but it's probably good.
Actually, I think I tried to watch it, and it starts off, it's some type of like island. Bro, it's so confusing, but it starts off on like some type of island. I can't remember like if people go there to hunt or they're not allowed to hunt or something like that. Honestly, I really don't remember. But like he kind of manages everything. I want to say in the first episode there were some people in trouble and he came out and saved them. But that's all I've watched. I never really got into it. I gave it like half an episode.
Yeah, I got short patience for this shit too. Okay, so yeah, I'm going to go with Attack on Titan, just taking it slightly over Demon Slayer. I know the Demon Slayer is supposed to be a standalone season, if I'm not mistaken. Like, I think that was supposed to be a standalone, like, completely.
I think it's supposed to be a season two.
Huh. I feel like I read somewhere. Oh, well. Well, I'm going to go Attack on Titan. Attack on Titan has certain moments within, what are we going into, the last season, right? Season four is in season five.
Yeah, this season, I want to say season four, and this right. is the last season. And I saw a preview of something about it. Not a preview, not, I guess you could call it a preview, on like Instagram. And they're kind of, they go from the Titan Island to like the main shore. So I kind of want to see how that unfolds for everybody. Because that's really who their enemy is. Because remember, like, they look through Aaron, like, because somehow they accessed Aaron's dad's memories, and they saw what was happening, and then they make it all the way to the beach, and then they're like, our real enemy is over there, because they realize Titans are just people getting changed into Titans. They're not really, like, a natural thing. So I'm really looking forward to that.
It's just, the show has several slow moments because they're big on development. They're big on giving you the precursors, what led to these moments, giving you the histories of the families and all the politics that's part of this. It's not just the Titans attacking humans. There's, you know, way more to it. And
you know the thing, when they show the clips of like how it was back on the island, or like where they come from, it kind of reminds me of like Nazi Germany, how like the poor people have to wear those patches. They can't go certain places. If they're caught certain places, they automatically get beat up and get sent to that little, you can really call that Titan Island like a concentration camp. So that's what, I might have to look into that to see if that's what it's trying to represent. But that's what that reminds me of.
Yeah, it's just that for me, that was anime of the year. One of the greatest, you know, fight sequences I've seen in anime arguably was the Beast Titan versus, you know,
I want to say Aaron, but it's not Aaron.
It's Jesus. How am I gonna call it the greatest? Not even remember the name.
Hold on.
Levi versus the Beast Titan.
Ooh. Yeah. Levi was going crazy. Where he killed, like, before he even got to the Beast Titan, he had killed. Remember, they had that half circle of Titans to keep everybody in so they could kill them all. Then he just started, when they let the little the gas go, he killed all of them and then cut up the Beast Titan.
Yeah, that was crazy. But I mean, just the anime, the sheer depth of it, the beauty in the animation, it's just it's top tier. And so for me, that's the anime of 2020, anime of the year. Fire Force, it gets an honorable mention for me as well.
Honorable mention. And so just to go back on the Demon Slayer, right now there has been no new release date for season 2. People are optimistic about it, but they say maybe April 2021. But right now there's no official date. So you might be right. It might just be, how many episodes did it
have?
Wasn't
a lot. It was like 8 or 10. I feel like it might have been more, but that's what it feels like. I guess I could just go to Google and look.
Well, it might be one of them anime. But, you know, with so much crowd appeal, that's 26. Okay, it might be a standalone. Usually, if an anime ends at 26 episodes, it might be finished. I need to actually get back into it. I haven't watched it in a while.
Demon Slayer.
I haven't even finished it, really. Yeah. Because remember, man, I had that bum roommate. He was always just watching it, couldn't find where I was left off at. It was terrible.
Talking about your best friend?
Just terrible. Anyways. So the next topic.
Didn't you like feeding him too? Like, you used to cook for that nigga, didn't you?
Stupid. Anyways, we get off topic, bro, because I hate him. Anyway, so our next topic is going to be, what is your favorite demon related anime and why, and kind of talk about it a little bit if you want.
I feel like almost every anime is demon related.
Yeah, I was about to say, it mind you, like, so I was thinking about that too. I was like, it's a lot of anime. I'm not all of them, but most of them have at least like some type of demon reference. And not demons, how y'all know, but demons.
Oh yeah, that was another thing. Somebody told me to start watching Goblin Slayer. I watched a clip.
That doesn't sound like all great.
It predates Demon Slayer. I saw some. He showed me like a YouTube clip. This dude I work with. It was pretty straight actually. But okay, favorite demon related anime. You know, by default, I almost just want to say Naruto. By default. Yeah. But I mean, in reality, Naruto, there was only the only demons in the show technically were what? The tail beasts, right? And those weren't even really technically demons, right? They were part of former.
Right. I think it's called the Nine Tails Demon. Yeah. Like the demon
model. So okay, so I really X's Naruto out, so I have to take that back. Retract that. Seven Deadly Sins was up there until this last season, dog. I mean, yep. I didn't see a big difference in animation like a lot of people claim they did.
Yeah, that's the thing I don't get. Like, people like, the animation sucks. I'm like, did y'all like pause in the middle of a fight scene? Like, you find them awkward.
Yes,
like, bro, that's the only time you see awkward animation, and then like when you pause a fight scene. I'm like, I'm not pausing a fight scene to see
you
that.
Know what, bro? I'll say One Punch Man. That's crazy. I'm picking that over Dragon Ball in the whole Dragon, any Dragon Ball universe thing, anything from that, and Yu Yu Hakusho. Oh, but I'm gonna say One Punch Man, because One Punch Man is always fighting demons, monsters, all that. You know what I'm saying? And I loved a lot of people said there's a big drop off in animation for One Punch Man season 2 as well, because you know they switched animation companies. But I still enjoyed it thoroughly, and I really love the drawings, how different it is. I love how he's OP. Like, I love how they just establish it. It's cool that he's legitimately the most powerful character in the entire universe, any universe. And they just run with it. I think that's, like, my favorite one.
See,
I enjoy seeing him demolish folks.
See, I remember, talking about demolish. See, I almost didn't. Like, I put off watching One Punch. Like, I've said this in season 1. I put off watching it so much just because when I read, like, the description, and all it said was, oh, One Punch Man, he can win with one punch. I'm like, so every fight he just knocks him out one punch. Like, this isn't even about to be, like, fun or anything. I don't want to watch this. But they kind of do a good job of both not, like, overusing him, like, having him beat everybody with one punch, and at the same time, like, even if he wins with one punch, like, the fight will go on before he does it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he'll at least, I don't want to say play with him, but, like, you know, he does, like, you know, he makes the fight draw out. Because even, like he said, like, he looked like, remember he had that dream, like, the first or second episode, that it was a great fight. Like, he had to go all out, barely won, everything like that. And so, for me, at least, like I said, I kind of put it off thinking it was kind of stupid. Like, One Punch Man, like, how this even gonna be fun? He beat everybody with one punch. But they did a good job of not overpowering it.
Yeah. I mean, and then, like, even, like, his fights where it's drawn out, it's not drawn out because he's, like, trying to make the fight good. It's because he's legitimately so powerful. Like, he gets preoccupied with other stuff. Like, when he was fighting that beast in that training room, you know what I'm talking about, when he went to the House of Evolution, that mad scientist who created that thing. He was getting pummeled by the beast. When it turned out, the whole time he was thinking about how he was going to be late to the supermarket because it was like special deals on Saturday or something. So then, in frustration, he punched the nigga in the pieces. You know what I mean? Like, it really, I love that show. And like, the second season did a wonderful job hashing out the rest of the Hero Association around him, you know, showcasing powers of other of other S ranked heroes and stuff. And, you know, something that's really interesting with the show as well is, you know, waiting on his rise. He started off as the bottom of C rank. Now he's at the top of B rank. And I think in the webcomic, he's actually near the top of A rank now. But with the anime, he's like nearly number one ranked B rank hero. He's damn near A. But he's the only person requested by S class heroes all the time.
And the thing is, he would be an S class by now, but he never reports what he does. Like, the only reason why he's B class now is because Gyro, what's his name? Genos. He reports what he does for him. Because even, like, if he wasn't doing
He's the reason King is an S class.
He's the reason why King is an S
class. They say though, King's real power is he actually does have real luck. He doesn't know how. Because, like, every time One Punch Man, like, Saitama is, like, destroyed some god-level threat or demon-level threat or something, King stumbles across the corpse. Everybody sees him with the corpse. They're like, oh, King did it again. You know, so. Because, like.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly how he got the S-class. So, really, he'd be, like, a double S. I feel like, yeah, they have the S-class, but I feel like there should be a class above them. Because even in the S-class, there's heroes that are stronger than other S-class ones. Like, what's her name? Hurricane?
Tatsumaki.
I think, with the green hair. Her. Yeah. Her. And then, what's the other one? The
Dog Man
guy?
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. Watchdog.
Watchdog, yeah.
He doesn't believe his city, though. That's the fire.
And then, it's just some heroes that are stronger than other S-class. I feel like it should be, like, another group ahead of them. But that's a discussion for another day. So for me, my favorite demon-related anime, see, it's kind of tough because it's so many. Like, you can play Yu Hakusho, you could go Inuyasha, really. You could kind of, you could play the Naruto part, you know, they call it the Demon Fox. You could go so many ways. But I think for me, I'm going to go with Yu Yu Hakusho.
It was good. I wanted, that's what I wanted to pick. You heard the hesitation. The only reason I couldn't is because it got out of control. When did it get out of control, Nico? It got out of control the minute they introduced class levels. Because here's the whole thing with the Toguros.
Yeah.
They wish to be made into demons of the highest class. So therefore, there should be no demons stronger than him. Remember, Toguro used to, didn't they say he was in Demon World, like unstoppable?
No, see, that's, no. He never made it to Demon World. Well, obviously, he made it to Demon World, like, for the tournament, so... But for him, I remember because the dude he was working for wanted to build a tunnel between the human world and the demon world. And Oriwa Toguro was helping him because to him, he was like, there's nobody in the human world strong enough to fight. So I might as well fight some demons. Like, that's what he wanted to do. So I don't think he ever literally made it to
but
demon world.
But
for
every
that,
year, but every year he participated in the dark tournament, which is the most powerful, supposed to be the most powerful demons, right?
Yeah, but even when we seen it, like, there were some weak teams. I, like, obviously, probably just some, because you can't have all the great, the good teams fighting each other in the first round. So, obviously, it's a plot armor in that. But you see some of the team that got in was just terrible. Like, they had no business.
See, it just, the minute they introduced the class levels, they just throw everything off. Because at that point, when they said Toguro wasn't even the strongest type of demon, they said, what did they say? He was upper B class? Yeah, when they said he was upper B class, it was...
I think it was A,
Yeah, and then, like,
and so
this is going to put me on my soapbox, because if y'all have listened, y'all know how me and Vonnie feel about Chapter Black and the potential that was in that saga. Only for it to just go completely downhill. You know, I just, and suddenly this nigga comes up with nature in its sacred energy, never seen before. Never seen before.
Yeah, but like, some of the stuff, like, they, like, ah, but we can talk, that's a whole nother, that's a continuation from season one. I'm gonna tell y'all why I picked it as my favorite. Because, one, this might, aside from, like, Inuyasha, and maybe one other, and maybe, like, obviously Demon Slayer, but this is one of the only animes where, like, the majority of the content is literally demon-related. He's on a team with two demons, they go to Demon World, they fight demons. At the end, I guess he finds out he's part demon when his paternal father from 1,000 years ago takes over his body. But that's something.
How did that even make sense, though, bro?
But personally, I just like it. I'm not gonna go there today. Right. Leave it alone. But like I was saying, I like Yu Yu Hakusho. It's an anime I grew up with as a kid. My favorite character, actually, Hiei. And Dragon the Darker Slam, that's my favorite attack. He doesn't use it enough for me. But hey, you know, whatever. Like I said, I like Yu Hakusho, the fight scene. And it's an older anime with fight scenes that are better than some animes today with the better technology and the better animation style. So that's why I like it. And it's kind of like a classic. It's something you can't ever really go wrong with picking. So,
yeah, that's why I like it. How would you feel if they tried to reboot the show? Would you be down for that? Continuing where it left off, since, you know, he returned to being a detective. Yeah, that's what he started doing at the end of the show. He became a detective again. He was just unofficially a detective.
Oh, okay. I remember, like they say, I remember he stopped going to school and stuff. He was spending time, really most of his time in the demon world. I remember after one of his, I think it was
friends,
like
one of his ancestors. Like his, that was his dad. Shit. One of his dad's friends won.
His paternal, his dad won, and then they kind of fixed the demon world after that. And so if they tried to reboot it like a continuation, I mean, I'd probably be with it at first. Like, it just depends on how they're gonna take it, the plot they're gonna pick with it, and then, you know, what they're gonna do with it. But my initial reaction, I'll be down to watch it. Like, when they rebooted, like I said, I'm a big, like, I tell you this all the time, I'm a big Digimon fan. Like, growing up, I was a huge Digimon fan. Tai, Agumon, Matt, Gabumon, all that, favorite. Might be one of my favorite animes of all time. They rebooted that, and I'm watching it now. There's some stuff about it I don't really like, but for right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm watching it, you know, kind of for the nostalgia, not necessarily to, you know, But that's another discussion for another day. Because the one thing I don't like about the new Digimon is that you watched Digimon growing up, right? So you remember, like, when they get to, like, boom, they get to the digital world, they learn how to Digivolve, but then they have to find their crest to get to the next Digievolution. That's another adventure. And this one, they kind of don't go, it's kind of, it's not really weird. Like, they don't have, it's not like a journey to, like, go and find their crest so they can Digivolve again. It's more so like they go through some type of, not a tragic event, but they kind of go through like a life or death event, or an event where like they're, I don't know, everybody's different. Like one trying to protect everybody, one she gets so sad and angry that it happens, but like then their crest pop up on their digivices, like often their emotions are at a certain level, but they don't really go on the adventure to find it. That's something I didn't really like. And another thing I didn't like, bro, in the first, like in the first three episodes, Omnimon, like they fuse into Omnimon, bro. And I'm like, how? They're not even War Greymon or Metal Garurumon, bro. They're literally Greymon and Garurumon. And then they literally, and then next you know, Ty and Matt, they're, I don't know, their emotions get into it. And then next thing you know, here comes Omnimon. And then I'm like, bro, how? But those are the only two things so far I don't really like. But so it's kind of decent.
See, reboots, we'll see where it goes. You just got to be delicate with reboots, because you don't want to alienate and abandon your original fan base, but you definitely want to have it so compelling and new, you bring in new fans. And that's why, like, I think the blueprint of a reboot exists in Hunter x Hunter. Hunter x Hunter was initially animated in 1998-1999. It looked decent back then, but when they rebooted the show in 2011, they completely revamped the drawing of some of the characters, the texture, and then they also continued with the anime, continued with the manga. And what they did a good job of was not alienating the, you know, those who watched it initially back in 1999. They kept them in, and they also made it compelling enough where it drawing us new fans, you know. You know, y'all know how we feel about Hunter x Hunter over here. That shit's the greatest. So you just got to be real difficult.
I just can't wait for them to, I hope they continue.
Man, that's the thing. It's crazy. If y'all know, the guy who created Hunter x Hunter, the main creator, writer, artist, all that stuff, he also did Yu Yu Hakusho. And he's known for taking long breaks because he gets depressed. You know?
You can kind of tell that, too. Like, if you look at the Yu Yu Hakusho anime and then the original Hunter x Hunter.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, a lot of people point out that Gon could essentially be Urameshi. And then, you know, there's a lot of links between the character styles and which roles. Like, a lot of people say you could look at Gon's immediate crew and place them with, you could place them with Yu Yu Hakusho crew. Because a lot of people said Knuckle, which I agree with. Knuckle is essentially Kuwabara, the hood who could fight. A lot of people say Kurama could be, what's his name? Kurapika. Yeah, it's a lot there. I mean, and the whole thing is, Hunter x Hunter paved the way for a lot of other anime, because you see immediately who took away from it. Like, you can look at Naruto. Phantom Troop equals Akatsuki. Kurapika's eyes equals Sharingan. It's a lot Sharingan, there. So, but yeah. You know, next up we got, what's one anime show or movie you're looking forward to and why?
So for me, like I said, I'm a big Digimon fan, but only I'm a fan for the first four seasons. Like when they I'm a fan for the first four seasons, but I'm a big fan of the original. Like I watch every episode, I watch every movie, I watch every OVA of the original, whatever. Because like I said, Tai, Agumon is my favorite. I don't know, since I was a kid, whatever. So for me, I'm looking forward to, it's called Digimon Adventure, The Last Evolution, Kizuna. And this is the last movie, the last project they're gonna do with the original cast ever. And I don't know if you guys watched the Digimon Try. It was like a five part. Honestly, I don't know what to call it. Like, it's kind of like a continuation of like the originals and like the next issue they go through. And it takes place 5 years after that, when they're getting ready to become adults and kind of get into their adult life. And then they find out that the relationship between the Digimon and their partner kind of expires when they reach like full adulthood, like no longer teenagers, going to be grown men, grown women, going to their real life. So there's a time limit that they have left with the relationship between them and their Digimon before it's over, and they can't talk to them anymore. It's no more Agumon evolving or anything like that. And each time they digivolve from when they from this point out shortens their time, decreasing it faster and faster. And then in this movie, there's a new Digimon, there's a new problem. And the one thing, well, I've seen the preview, I've been trying to find like a free link to watch it, but I haven't been able to find it. But this new Digimon, that's the main antagonist, he's been stealing the consciousness of like Digimon and their partners like from around the world. And in this one, it's called The Last Evolution for two reasons. One, because it's gonna be the last time they ever digivolve, because you know the Digimon of the Digidesk only digivolve because of their partner. It's not like how natural Digimon digivolve. And then two, because Agumon and Gabumon, they reach a new level of evolution. Like they go past War Greymon and Metal Gurumon, because they even tried Omnimon and he couldn't stop the issue. So they decide to sacrifice the rest of their time to save everybody else. So that's what I'm looking forward to, and why.
I'm going in. Weezy, I got us. This is my promo. Okay, I don't know why. I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why that those lyrics in my head right now. That what's that song? Ransom. That's Ransom, Drake and Wayne. But for me, yeah. I'm looking forward to something we may never get. I'm looking forward to the Dark Continent arc and Hunter Hunter. That's what's next. Gon is finally met up with his pops. He got saved because Killua. All right, that's how you say it. He got saved because Killua got his little brother, Alucard, man. I hate how some anime can be so ambiguous, you're not sure, you know what I'm saying, how the character is to be identified. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, like, they do a lot of cross-dressing essentially, in anime. So, like, a boy will dress and look exactly like a girl, but Killua calls him, like, everybody identifies him as a boy. But like watching the anime before they mention it, you'll be like,
oh, and then so sometimes vice versa.
So they do
anime, and vice versa, because like P2 is referred to as they on the show because you know a non-binary character, but in the anime, I think it's actually a him. Mm-hmm. So it's just anyway, it's
anime is a little
and we're all for inclusion, people. Don't take that the wrong way. We're just saying sometimes it's difficult. Yeah. When you have conflicting reports of how characters to be referred to, and we always want to get the pronouns correct, so it's important to us here. But
exactly,
you know, Gon is finally, you know, Killua saved Gon by getting Aluka to grant his wish to heal Gon. Everybody said Gon now has his nin and everything back, but it's like pressing reset. He'll just have to relearn, you know, everything. But it should be way wild, easier for him the second time. He already knows what to do, and he's with his pops now, who is, according to Netero, at the time of his death, a top 5 nin user in the world.
Yeah, I want to see his dad in action, bro. I'm like, right now, he's just the man, the myth, and the legend. I want
to
see him work.
Yeah, same here. It's just the Dark Continent. That's what everybody has been building up to. If you guys recall, Netero has been to the Dark Continent. He also went with Maha Zoldyck, which is not exactly sure if that's the grandfather or not of Zeno, but he's been to the Dark Continent twice. We also have seen the introduction of Netero's son beyond Netero, who is got to be mad powerful because he also has been to the Dark Continent and survived and made it back. He's leading the group there. Moral is there as well. He's leading the navigation team there. Yeah. It's a whole lot. The Phantom Troop is also on the ship on its way there because the succession arc is sort of going on as well. We also have seen what's the name of the clown dude? I forgot already. Hisoka. He was killed. He went one-on-one with Krallo and got destroyed, like punished. Like Qualo had devised the whole plan. That's the whole thing. Qualo has the type of abilities where even fighting him one-on-one first time, you're probably going to lose. He's so strong, but giving him time to prepare is like, it was like watching, you remember when Konan fought Obito, well, Toby at the time, and she did all those preparations. Yeah. It's just he, you know, he cheated because he had Izanagi.
Didn't know he had it.
No, because that was really a cold plan. And man, had, like, and here's my question. What happened to all those Sharingan? That's for another day. But he got killed. So what happened to the rest of those?
Yeah, I don't. I don't know. Because remember when Sasuke got his Eternal Mangekyo, he kind of destroyed the lair when he left. And that's where they were at. So it's really no telling. Maybe. And I don't think Orochimaru got his hands on him. Maybe that Shin fake Uchiha, maybe. That's the only thing I can think of, but I don't know. They were well preserved just in those jars. So, and they obviously they lasted like 15, 16 years.
Oh, no, that's and I forgot. Whenever now, he helped Itachi massacre the clan, he was taking some of the eyes. Like the, one of the extended ones, he was taking the eyes. So yeah, you're right. Damn. He could have cheated. He could have really cheated, bro. He could he have not like formed multiple man, like Eternal Mangekyos. Like he could have inserted those eyes in like awakening the Mangekyo, right? In each of them, and then like.
I don't know if it works. I don't know.
I mean, because every time we seen the transplant,
because then it's like because Mangekyo, like he did. That's what I'm saying. Like. He would always transplant it, but he only used the Mangekyo on one eye. And I'm pretty sure if he knew a way or if it was possible to unlock another one, because it's obvious, because he still had his other eye that was active. It was just that Kakashi had it. So I'm not sure. And then Mangekyo abilities are different per person. So like they're kind of built upon like your feelings and stuff. Like he wanted to get away, you know what I'm saying, after he saw Rin die. So that's why, and then his, Sharingan ability was
but here's my whole thing. Let's back up. He awakened in the anime and the manga. Obito awakened his Mangekyo as a kid when he saw Itachi, when he saw Rin kill himself. So why did Kakashi didn't awaken then, even in the anime. Kakashi didn't awaken his until Shippuden.
No. This is the thing. Kakashi, you know, when you watch the scene of Rin dying, you see like it's a split screen between Obito and Kakashi. Both eyes turn into Mangekyo, but Kakashi passes out, and then Obito goes on his kill spree. But I don't think, because like obviously like Kakashi didn't know how to control the Sharingan or what to do with it, and he's not an Uchiha, so for him it might have took him to adulthood to be able to access it. Because even with Kakashi, he didn't go through any traumatic events. He just trained and just learned how to use it. So I think it just took him a while to learn how to do it, except for Obito. He's a new Chia, and he's the person who actually awakened it. It was easy for him. It's just like he's a new Chia. He can turn it on and off, and he can handle it. Kakashi, on the other hand, couldn't turn it off, only used it when he had to, and he doesn't know anything about Sharingan. He just knows when he fights with it.
Yeah, I never understood that. Like, why did niggas hype up? We're going to have to hash that out at a different time, man. But I'll never understand the hype behind Kakashi, because all he was good for was the copy ninja. Remember? I remember when Itachi came to town with a Kasame? Nigga, all he was doing was copying folks like jutsus, bro. Like, Itachi really was lame. All he had was the stupid Chidori and copying jutsu, bro. But it was crazy, because I remember when he helped Naruto form his Rasen Shuriken, and he showed that he could do the Rasengan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a crazy moment right there, because he did it in one hand so easy. I was like, this nigga can do this? I don't think... Yeah. See,
yo, and he got Kakashi gives, like, Kakashi is one of the natural talents, and then him having the Sharingan just made him OP. But even when he lost it, he was still...
You know something else, bro? I don't think we ever have given... We need to give our flowers to some of these... We need to have a flowers episode where we give our flowers to some of the characters and shows that never got their due. Because I think we've, like, forever underestimated just how strong Naruto is. And I say that to say this. The forbidden jutsu he was using as a regular thing, shadow clones, I think people forget that literally halves your entire chakra. Every shadow clone.
That just tell you how much chakra he had, because he would make thousands of clones at once and be okay. But Kakashi was like, I can only make like four or five.
Because that literally your entire chakra reserve. If you make two, it's now split in half. And when you lose one, you're losing that chakra that you put into it. So people, I don't think like people realize just how vast his reserves had to be, because even when he was down and down and had no chakra, remember versus Gaara, still made like 2,000-3,000 of them for the barrage. Like, get my man's his flowers, man. But okay. Anyway, moving on. You know, we've done our talks on anime, what we're looking forward to. It's time to move a little bit into our sports side. Well, this was
I was gonna end the recording so then we could we could watch the sports and then record this one tonight.
Okay, that's fine. That's fair.
So we appreciate y'all for coming back, man. This is season 2, episode 1, part 1, anime edition. We're going to cycle back later on today, record part 2, sports. We kind of had a schedule, but like the way our lives have been is kind of outdated, so we're going to update it. We're going to watch a lot of college football today. We watched some of the finals matchup, game 1 and 2, get our opinions.
You know, hey, I was going to say, ain't no opinions, nigga, like, way. It's over. Oh man, you see all these positive tests in the NFL.
So appreciate
Patriots
y'all.
And the Chiefs had some, so their game getting postponed.
We're gonna talk about that too. We're gonna get all into the Corona NFL season. So like I said, we're gonna cycle back later on today.